Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm going to be your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers, and joining me is my cohort, the Football Encyclopedia, my man, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, Logan, how you doing on this glorious, beautiful day here in the state of Georgia?
Hey, Mr. Turner, I am doing tremendous today. As always, talking some football with you, and it can't be beat. We're talking about an absolutely unit of a team right now, the USC Trojans. I'm excited to talk about this team. A lot of firepower on both ends. But before we get into it, if you enjoyed the video, please like, comment, share, and of course, subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Of course, we have player profiles, team previews, interviews with some of the game's greatest players, coaches, or just other various staff members. Once again, check us out on Facebook or YouTube so you don't miss a single bit of the action. Tons of videos every single week. Thanks to you, the fans. We're going to keep on rolling with them. And today, we have a very special one, like I mentioned, the USC Trojans 2023 team preview. Way this is going to work out, I'm going to be covering the offense, and Mr. Turner will be responsible for the defense. So let's get into this USC Trojans offense. I mean, Vincent, it was just kind of okay last year, right? Nothing too crazy. I mean, oh my gosh, Lincoln Riley, what more can you say? Came over, and this team was just absolutely on fire. Number three in the nation in total offense when it comes to scoring. Number one as well, looking good there. Fewest in turnovers as well. Top three in turnover third down conversions. And, I mean, it doesn't hurt when you have the Heisman winner on your football team, Mr. Caleb Williams, who last year was just on top of the football world, a 66.6% completion percentage as well, 4,537 yards, 42 touchdowns. But Mr. Turner, the most important stat for me, only 5 interceptions. When you throw the ball for 500 attempts and you only get picked off 5 times in a season, you are doing something right, I believe. So Caleb Williams, obviously, top of the food chain when it comes to quarterbacks in football. Can he have a repeat? But all signs are pointing towards YES, yes. Now let's take a look at the rest of this team. Who's going to be coming back? Who's going to be gone? And how this is going to shake out this upcoming season. Running back, as we all know, Travis Dye, no longer there. We're going to be rolling with Austin Jones this upcoming season. Last year, 135 carries for 705 yards, 5 touchdowns on the year for him. Williams can also get it done if he needs to. He's a nice scrambling quarterback. He scored 10 touchdowns last year on 382 yards. So this USC team is going to be having another good running back with Austin Jones and some other guys that are going to be helping out as well. You have Marshawn Lloyd, the redshirt junior, and a few other guys in the backfield maybe vying for that backup position there for running back. Now, looking at the wide receiving position, though, you are losing one of your best players. Of course, Jordan Addison, no longer with the ball club. He has been moving on to bigger and better things. But last year, you have to find someone who can duplicate what he did. 59 receptions he had, 875 yards, and 8 touchdowns on the year. Now, who's going to be looking to replace him on this team? You got some guys like Brendan Rice. You got Dorian Singer, Michael Jackson III, and Zachariah Branch, as well as Mario Williams and Taj Washington. Now, those guys, like I said, Taj Washington had a very good year last year. If it wasn't for Addison having such a good year, I feel like more love would have been put on him, as well as Williams and Rice. All those guys did really well. All got around 40 or more catches. All got over 600 yards for them. And they both were able to hit Pater a few times in the receiving game. So they have, a very deep wide receiving core. When you have the best running quarterback right now, it ain't too hard to look good. So looking good on receiving game, we all know the rushing game, that's kind of playing second fiddle, but they do have some good talent nonetheless. So I think this team, if you keep looking at them, and of course you have the big tight end, of course, Lake McCree also doing his thing right there, helping out when he needs to be. Now on the offensive line, the big guys up front, it remains to be seen how this team is going to produce this year. You've got at the left tackle spot, Michael Tarquin, Emmanuel Pregnon, Justice Dedish at the center position there, Jarrett Kingston at the right guard, and Jonah Monahan at the right tackle spot. I mean, honestly, Vincent, as long as the guys up front can really get things rolling, as long as they can keep Williams upright, they have a really good shot to go far this year. I get you are losing Jordan Addison, who went to the Minnesota Vikings this past year in the draft, but you do have some guys like I mentioned, Taj Washington, Mario Williams, Brendan Rice, and Michael Jackson III, all are some really good players as well to help out. But I think that this team, we all know Lincoln Riley is an offensive-minded head coach, so I definitely believe that the stats will reflect another tremendous year for the USC Trojans. I do expect them to be top five, if not top three, if not top one in all of the major statistical categories when it comes to offense. I mean, when you look at this team top to bottom, there's hardly a weak link there. This team is absolutely stacked on offense. Ms. Turner, I want to talk about the defense. Why don't you give the fans a thought about that, because that seemed to have been the Achilles heel for this team this past year. What are your thoughts?
When you look at the USC Trojans and you look at their football tradition, we know USC is going to be fine offensively. They return the Heisman Trophy winner, as you just brought up, Logan. They're going to score points. They're going to have a top five offense. And Caleb Williams is going to have an opportunity to be the first since Archie Griffin to win back-to-back Heisman trophies. The thing about USC last year, it was not a USC defense, not what we used to seeing over the years. Last two games on the year, they gave up 539 yards total offense to Tulane, then gave up 533 yards to Utah, 83 points in two games. And then think about this. That USC defense last year allowed 29 points a game, 159 yards on the ground, 239 in the air for 423 yards total. Let's face reality. You might be great on offense, but for this team to go to the next level and bring back a national championship to L.A., California, L.A., the city of Compton, it's not going to happen. At least they're going to improve defensively. But what I like about them, even though they led the country in takeaways last year with 29, they were number one in the country with 29 takeaways, they went to the transfer portal. And we know all about the transfer portal. It can make you a superstar in 1 year. And so when I think about this USC defense this year, I think about Cypress Hill. Do I want to be a rock superstar? Think about who they're bringing over. Jack Sullivan out of Purdue at the defensive tackle position. He was the best on their line. Logan, you should know about this young man, the big bear, Bear Alexander, University of Georgia. Played very well last year. He decided to transfer and go out there to USC. Kayvon Bars out of Arizona. He was the number one D lineman. He's coming to USC. Jamal Muhammad. Logan, look at this, man. They got a D tackle from Georgia State going out to LA. And then finally, Anthony Lucas, who played quality football with Texas A&M. So USC, for one thing for sure, they're going to be very serious on the D line. Then looking at the linebacker position, they returned Sean Lee, 7-8 tackles last year. Eric Gentry, who I predict is going to be a high NFL draft pick, 71 tackles last year. Then they bring over another good talented transfer from Oklahoma State. His name is Mason Cobb, 71 tackles last year. Warriors, can you come out to play? Play quality football for Oklahoma State last year. And then you're looking at their secondary. Max Williams is a very experienced player, 79 tackles on the year. Caleb Bullock, NFL, the best safety in the Pac-12, and maybe one of the best safeties in the country is coming back. And then at the cornerback position, another transfer, Christian Wallace out of Arizona, playmaker, has NFL talent written all over him. So this USC defense, on paper, and what they've done over the last year, bringing all these transfers in, I guarantee you they will not be giving up 29 points a game. If they're able to shy off, I would say 8 to 9 points a game, and they give up like 19, 20 points a game, the USC Trojans will be in the college football playoffs. California, Cypress Hill, rock star.
Yes, sir. We will see how this USC team can do. We all know the offensive firepower is there. Only question I have is they did have some turnover up front at the big guys right there on the line. You've got three people coming over. You got Kingston coming over from Washington State, Pregnon coming over from Wyoming, and, of course, Michael Tarquin coming over from the Florida Gators. So it remains to be seen how those guys will stack up, like you mentioned, against some of the game's greatest players on defense. But other than that, this team is ready to rock and roll coming into this 2023 season with the Heisman winner of last year at the helm. Once again, I expect great things. I expect a lot of points and a lot of yards for this USC Trojans team. Mr. Turner, your final thoughts today as we wrap up this episode.
When you're looking at USC, all those great teams they had in the 70s, even in the 2000s with Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush, they did play defense. No team in college football is going to be giving up 29 points and talking about playing for the national championship. That's not going to happen. My memory, the last two games on the season for the USC Trojans, Tulane, they gave up over 500 yards total offense. Utah in the Big 12 championship game gave over 500 yards total offense. And when you think about USC, you think about the history, the loyalty of their defense. Adrian Young, 1967, Mike Bottle, 1968, Jimmy Gunn, 1969, Charlie Weaver, 1970, Richard Batman Wood, three-time All-American, 1972, Charles Phillips, Gary Jeter, Dennis Thurman, Jack Del Rio, Chip Banks, Ronnie Lott, Mark Carrier, Chris Claiborne, Mike Patterson, the great Willie McGinnis, Troy Polamalu, Brian Kelly, Mark Carrier. Come on, man. USC has had too many great defensive players to be giving up 29 points last year. My final words today here on One of the Yards Football, I want to give a shout out to one of my best friends. He has a YouTube fantasy football YouTube page. It's called Fantasy Football GOAT Strategies. It's hosted by Dub FFG. He's just been awarded NFL merchandise on his YouTube page. I want to say congratulations and God bless. Check him out, Dub FFG. By the way, his real name is Stephen Kellerbue Turner, and he's from the state of Alabama. He's an Alabama fan. But a great, great opportunity for him. And like I said, on his YouTube page, Fantasy Football GOAT Strategies, he's been awarded NFL merchandise by the NFL.
Yes, sir, Mr. Turner, like you mentioned, go and check out that great YouTube channel. You want to get geared up for your fantasy sports coming into this 2023 NFL season. But this is wrapping up our episode of the 2023 NCAA team preview of the USC Trojans. My final thoughts, this team is right there, I believe, at that glass ceiling and ready to just kick it down and keep moving on to bigger and better things with Lincoln Riley leading the helm and Caleb Williams tossing the ball for a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns. Mr. Turner, always is a pleasure talking football with you on this wonderful Wednesday. I've been your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers. Like I said, if you enjoy the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Tons of great content on our channel. Till next time, we will talk to you again on another live episode. Enjoy the rest of your